Hi, it's time to record, but again we have no students are out of school and the noise in the background we'll have to bear with. But first and foremost, I want us to talk about the same children. I want to talk about these complete, I don't know if I should call them idiots, the one that keep on getting into our throats about when are you going to have kids. First and foremost, I am from the group of schools that thinks that if I am going to bring a human being into this world, I have to be mentally prepared to take care of that kid and not mess up. I don't want to be a deadbeat dad. I don't want to be a deadbeat parent. I am of a group of schools that understand that a kid, before it is born in this country, in this economy, you will need an arm and a leg. So let's do some few calculations. I'm gonna do these calculations in the figures of Kenya shillings, and at this time when I give the Kenyan shillings, you turn it into, for 100 bob you do 1 USD. So this chick is pregnant. There's something called an OBGYN. For every visit, you will need 2,000 bob consultation. We haven't figured out if there will be found any problem, and now we have to fix it with drugs or something extra. So for a whole pregnancy period, let's do like probably 4 to 6 visits. That is a total sum amount of 6,000 Kenya shillings to almost 12,000 Kenya shillings. While the pregnancy is growing big, let's do the calculation of that Chile cannot be going up and about in public service vehicle, and this Chile has to get an Uber. Let's do 1,500 bob for every time they need an Uber. To and fro, that is 3,000 Kenya shillings. Now, that kid is still on the womb. We haven't got the mother, the pregnant care solution, the vitamins, everything that is needed for this kid to grow. The same kid, we need to buy clothes, we need to book a clinic, and we need an insurance cover that will sort this kid out. That we are talking about is just general them being healthy while on their mother's womb and them still being healthy the minute they're born. We haven't done calculation of milk. We haven't done the calculation of clothes. We haven't done the calculation of every time this kid has to cough, it will cost me 2,000 Kenya shillings. Now for one cough, that's 2,000 Kenya shillings. For the next cough, that is 4,000 Kenya shillings. If they decide to go on a roll and cough 5 times, now you do the calculation. 10,000 Kenyan shillings. Sister, brother, why are you pressuring me to have kids? I am not planning on my kid to come into a world where, you know, they will just survive. Where I have this lump sum amount of cash in my account, let's talk about probably 200,000 Kenya shilling. 200 Kenya shilling, the kid is born and now they have to get into school. I give out that money and now we don't have savings. We have to depend one day at a time. Why do you think most men are talking to themselves on the road? Why do you think most men dread going back home? Why do you think most men are now deadbeat dad? Why do you think most men are committing suicide? Things are not easy. So before you ramp me up, before you push me to that situation, ask yourself, am I in a mental space where I can raise a kid? Am I in a financial state, in a world where jobs have become less, we're getting replaced by AI technology, we are trying to look for that one thing that will bring in some good money so that I can invest into something and see if life is going to happen, to see if I will give this kid a life that I wasn't given by my mother or my father. I'm not saying that I'm not proud of them, but they gave me the best they could then. I am not talking at a point of authority that I'm overlooking at a situation where, you know, maybe the Chile got raped. No, that one is a different case. This was an unplanned pregnancy. So what do you expect from that? You expect to live one day at a time. But in a place where I have a choice to make, I choose to wrap up every time I feel that I should get intimate with someone. Every time I feel that I am not able to be responsible for another human being. I promise you, learning mental health, I cannot be in a position where I bring a child where I myself am toxic and I'm going to start raising that kid on toxicity. It's not going to happen under my watch, and I'm hoping that other young men out there who are being pressured by parents, relatives, and friends to have a kid, they stand for that. And let's get this clear. Most of you are just getting kids because you know what? Y'all are just having kids so that you are able to flaunt them on Instagram. Y'all are having kids so that you can go flaunt them to your friends that I have someone I'm taking care of. Y'all are just having kids for status quo. You're not having kids because you want kids. You're having kids because the society has showed you that having a kid, you can trust them up, and I don't plan on being one of those. My name is Francis Warimo. If I'm going to think about it, I'm going to talk about it. And if by any chance you feel offended by what I say, how about you stay tuned for my next episode, because I will make sure that I disappoint you even more. Thank you. Cheers.